You want to sit or you want to stand?
I'll stand. We don't have a high enough chair, so that's good.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, it is a blessing to be here today. Your family, we're all part of the body of Christ, and it doesn't matter whether it's time or distance that separates us. We still share the same Lord Jesus. And today, in today's world, especially nowadays, people have forgotten something really important. They've forgotten what we've just got through singing about, that Jesus is Lord. I can't tell you how many different things that I've heard from people on who Jesus is. There's many ways to heaven, according to society today. They believe that God can be found in many different religions, and therefore salvation can be had in many ways. Why can't we all just get along and believe in the same God? Believe in the same systems. Believe that goodness in our lives is enough. Many of those who believe that Jesus is Savior also believe that nothing more is necessary to obtain salvation. They believe that Jesus will save them no matter how they live, and no matter how they live, no matter what they add to His Word, knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Son of God in itself still leaves them short of what heaven requires. The current prince of this world and all demons know that Jesus is the Son of God, and they know that Jesus conquered death. And the primary issue before us today is to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I used to use a method of counting how many times the name Jesus was used in a message or a sermon. And that's how I determined how good the word that was given was. The problem with that is that the name of Jesus being used doesn't mean anything until you know what Jesus are we talking about. Because the Jesus we know is not the Jesus that many churches believe in. And so we need to know, what Jesus is it that you believe in? When somebody says, I'm a Christian, that's great. What do you know about Jesus? Because a Christian knows who Jesus is. And the name is an important measurement, but how His name is being used is just as important. Our society as a whole has lost the reverence and awe that our triune God both requires and demands. Casual grace and cheap grace are used to state that God will forgive our sins no matter what and still give His blessings and make us prosper. Just believe in Him and all things will go just great. Yes, our God loves us, but He is also a holy God. He has instructed us to make disciples of all nations and to observe all that He has commanded. That all that He has commanded is what is left out in the world today. It's not being followed. What God commands is not being followed. We're instructed to baptize the disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. We know it well. The Jesus we are to believe in is not just the Son of God, but also the one in whom all authority in heaven and earth has been given to. He has it all. All power. All authority. There is nobody else that has it. Just Jesus. And we must never forget that. These might be real basic issues to us, but it's important that we always consider Jesus Christ's words to us. There are so many earthly beliefs in this world that are in opposition to the Word of God. We must always verify our beliefs with the Word of God and within the context that it's given. We don't get to cherry pick the Word and say, see, it says so right here. We need to read the whole Word. We need to understand what is God talking about, who is He speaking to, why is He speaking. All right, we get all these things and we get all the promises that Jesus will be with us always. We must always look to Him to guide us on our path. I have looked to many things in my life to guide my path. They have not worked. Only one has worked, and that is Jesus, following Him. Now, look at the world. Look at what our walk in this world should be like for us. The life that we live in this world begins and ends with our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who has saved us and sanctified us through the blood and sacrifice and resurrection of His very body. It is His words that are given to us in Psalm 16, 8 through 11. Psalm 16, 8 through 11. I'm using ESV for those who find the words a little different. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let Your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In Your presence there is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The first of these words gives us the most important fact of life and that we need to pay attention to. We must always set the Lord before us in this life. We will never be shaken with Him because He is always at our right hand. This means He is our strength and shield from the corruption in this world. Think about that He is our strength and shield from the corruption in this world. Anytime you think you've got another solution, you're wrong. Only He protects us. Our flesh dwells secure in the knowledge that He is with us. Because He is with us, our heart will be glad. Because He is with us, our whole being rejoices. And these conditions are not given to us by the world. They are given to us as heavenly blessings here on earth. Things that we get right now. We know that our flesh will perish, but our lives with the Lord will continue for all eternity. We must not let anything in this world get between us and the Lord. We must continually trust in Him for all that happens to us in this world. We must understand fully that He is the one who has the power to sustain us from breath to breath. I have happened to have a few breathing problems this last year. I have come to appreciate what it means, breath to breath. We don't get an extra breath unless the Lord decrees it. He is in charge. He is the one who has the power to sustain us. Without Him, there is no hope. And that's what you're seeing in this world today. Jesus in their hearts, and there's no hope. So they're finding other ways. This is why our world is falling apart right before our eyes. The world no longer believes in Jesus Christ or God the Father or the Holy Spirit. The world has turned its back on the Lord and now chooses to walk in darkness and worship other gods of their own making, so that they can justify their evil actions and words. We no longer need to fear or be depressed in our lives. I don't know if you've dealt with that, but I have. All right, fear and depression. They hit, and they hit hard, and you think, woe is me. And you're right, woe is me. That's not what the Lord says. Put him first. Put him first, and all fear goes away. All depression goes away. Put him first as Lord. He has freed us from the corrupt world. He promised us the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. He promises that he will never leave us. Never leave us. This means that when we have fears and when we have depression in our lives, that it is that we have moved away from Jesus. We must continually look at Jesus as our Lord. As Lord, he has all authority and all power. He uses both of these to lead us into his kingdom and to protect us from evil. This does not mean that we will not face troubles and woes in our lives on this earth, but it does mean that we will not face these alone, and that he is in charge of our lives and in control of all things. To know Jesus as Lord means that we consider him first in all of our decisions. To know Jesus as Lord means that we believe he has all power and authority. To know Jesus as Lord is to wholly put our trust and faith in him to take care of our every need. We struggle in this world by all the distractions that are before us. The new normal for us is that we are bombarded by evil around us all the time. Information technology is used to provide all the lies of the devil and leads this entire world astray by corrupting the truth of God. Marriage between a man and a woman, gender confusion, the attack and destruction of the godly family, the murder of millions of babies, and creating evil that is called good, and good that is called evil. Man without Christ as Lord is defiled. Man without Christ as Lord is continually sowing discord. We read now from Proverbs 6, 12 to 14. A worthless person, a wicked man, goes about with crooked speech, winks with his eyes, signals with his feet, points with his finger, with perverted heart, desires and devises evil, continually sowing discord. Mark 7, verses 21 to 23. For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. Whew. Wow. That's what we see today in the world. We see all this. All things, all these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Romans 1, 21 to 25. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, or give thanks to him. They became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Knowing Christ as Lord gives us the only hope in a dying world. It is only Christ in us that can overcome the evil in this world. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory, that provides us with the power to abstain from evil and live our lives for His glory. Knowing Christ as Lord gives us grace. This grace is sufficient for us in our weaknesses, so that the power of Christ is made perfect and rests upon us. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Isn't that a great hope? We don't have to worry about being weak. He knows it. And when we're weak, we trust in Him. The circumstances we are living in are not unique to our times. We think so. The world's never been in a state like this. That's what we think. The Apostle Paul records for us the conditions of the lives of the Romans during his time. Romans 1:26-27. The lives of men without the triune God is debased and full of evil. The heart of man wants satisfaction and sensual desires at any cost. This leaves them seeking after sensuousness rather than sanctification. And that's Romans 1:26-27 that we read here. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Did you catch that? God gave them up. You want to be evil? He said, go ahead. That's pretty scary to me. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Remember, this is Romans. This is, 2,000 years ago. They were doing this. And note that, that these unrepentant sins, they do come with a penalty for the error. These words confirm what is happening in our way, and those who turn to the sensuousness pay a price, a penalty for their actions. We see the penalties in the world today through their depression, drugs, and suicides. God has given them up to their own debased minds. This sensuousness includes all the unrighteousness included in Romans 28:32. Specifically, those who practice such things know God's decrees and choose to practice evils. They deserve to die, not only those who practice such things, but also those who give approval to those who practice them. It is very important that we stand in Christ and on the Word of God. Just because the world says it's okay does not mean that. We must stand with the Lord. Romans 1:28-32. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what they ought not to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. You understand? This is the Word of God here. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Romans 1, 28-32. Those who know Jesus Christ as Lord also know and believe His Word. There is no gray area here. According to the Word, those who practice these evils and those who give approval to them deserve to die. We must be vigilant always to seek out the Word in order to live a sanctified life. We are set aside for a holy purpose, to be the sons of God, made righteous and holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. And here, sanctification, John 1, 12 through 13. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We serve our Lord Jesus Christ by the will of God. God chose us before the foundations of the world were laid to belong to Him through the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. It is through God's love for the world that we are given righteousness through our Lord Jesus Christ. To know Jesus Christ as Lord is to accept the Father's grace and live a life in faithfulness to Him and His Word. It is God's grace through Jesus Christ that we receive eternal life. This eternal life with Him is given to us when we are born again as in the Spirit by the power of the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1, 4-5 reads, even as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. Now, these are all foundational beliefs for those who know Jesus as Lord. Foundational beliefs for those who know Jesus. If somebody professes to know Jesus and does not do these things and believes in the evil or accepts the evil in this world, they really need to check their souls. These foundational beliefs, it's important for us to always remember the light that shines in our hearts. That light is the glory of God in the face of Jesus. This is the light that shines forth for those who truly know Jesus as Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 through 6. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. They're talking about us there. You hear that? For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord within ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. That's how we're supposed to treat our fellow man. All right, I don't know about you, but I have to have the Lord's help. It is this hope, you know, through God's grace, we see the glory to come as well as the glory that was and is. It is the hope of glory that sustains us and gives us hope and peace. Jesus is Lord is our way that we live now rather than just an event that brought us salvation. We see our God of love now through the face of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I end all my messages with the scripture we sing. What a joy it is to know that my Heavenly Father loves me so. My Jesus, when He looks at me, He sees not what I used to be, but He sees Jesus. Amen.